Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. More history was made on the final day of the first test between Sri Lanka and Bangladesh in Galle before the match was inevitably drawn. Centuries for Tillakaratne Dilshan and Kumar Sangakkara equaled the record of 8 centuries in one test as Sri Lanka declared on 335 for 4 and Bangladesh closed on 70 for 1 in their second innings. Dilshan and Sangakkara, who also registered a century in the first innings, put on 213 for the second wicket, and the declaration left Bangladesh a notional target of 268 in 35 overs. They lost Anmol Haque for 1, but saw out the remainder of the match through Jahrul Islam and Mohammad Ashraful. Australia coach Mickey Arthur and captain Michael Clarke have received the full support of the Cricket Australia board following their decision to suspend 4 players due to a breach of discipline in India. Mitchell Johnson, Usman Khawaja, James Pattinson and Shane Watson were stood down for Thursday's third test in Mohali after failing to produce a team assignment. Watson, whose wife is pregnant with their first child, has subsequently returned to Australia, ruling himself out of the remainder of the series. With Jackson Bird having already returned home due to injury and Matthew Wade struggling with a sprained ankle, the disciplinary action could leave Australia left with just 11 or 12 fit men ahead of the third test. They trail the series 2-0 after defeats in Chennai and Hyderabad. Cricket South Africa have confirmed the 21 players who will receive central contracts for the next season, running from the 1st of May 2013 to 30th of April 2014. Dean Elgar, Rory Kleinveld, Marshaan Dilanga and Aaron Fangiso have been handed national contracts for the first time, and Ryan McLaren is back on the list, having missed out last year. Ashwell Prince, Juan Teron, Albie Morkel and Jean Rudolph have lost their contracts, while Mark Boucher has retired, and Johan Buter was released from his contract at his own request late last year. Australian all-rounder Elise Perry has undergone successful surgery to remove bone spurs from her ankle and now faces up to 3 months on the sidelines. She's aiming to be able to run again in 6 weeks, but it may be 10 to 12 weeks before she can start bowling again.